A new report published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine came to a staggering conclusion. The cost of caring for Americans with dementia will more than double within 3 decades. Treatment of patients with diseases like Alzheimer's can be frustratingly ineffective. But one approach does show hope: music. KPCC's Stephanie O'Neill visited an assisted living facility in Southern California where iPods loaded with customized playlists are used to reach patients with lost memories.
Each afternoon at 4 o'clock, 83-year-old Tom, a retired optical engineer, spends an hour visiting with his wife, Marcy, in her room at the Atherton Baptist Homes Assisted Living Facility in Alhambra, 10 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. So far, 84-year-old Marcy, who suffers from Alzheimer's disease, continues to recognize her husband of 55 years.
She remembers my name. She remembers I'm her husband. She lights up every time she sees me. So all that's good.
Still, Marcy's dementia has stolen away much of her ability to think clearly and to function as she did before the Alzheimer's struck, making communication challenging for the longtime Pasadena couple who opted not to use their last name for this story.
The memory is so short. If I tell her something, she won't remember after several minutes.
But not all is lost. An organization called Music and Memory has provided Marcy and Tom with a new way to connect.
We're going to go with this. You like this.
I like this.
The program helps awaken patients like Marcy to the present moment with help of an iPod customized with some of her favorite music. As the voice of 1950s pop sensation Patti Page fills her headset, Marcy smiles at Tom and sings along to the music, which chases away the dementia-induced stupor that gripped her just minutes earlier.
There's peace and goodwill.
Dan Cohen is a trained social worker and the founder of Long Island-based Music and Memory, which promotes the use of personalized music to improve the lives of elderly dementia patients. The nonprofit group works by collecting donated iPods and then distributes them to nursing homes that undergo music and memory training. So far, more than 60 in the U.S. and Canada are certified in the program. The Atherton Baptist Homes is one of 7 in California.
You know, it's not a cure for Alzheimer's, but you are tapping those parts of the brain that are still functional, and you're reaching them sort of by a back door.
Josh Grill agrees. He's an assistant professor of neurology at UCLA's Mary S. Easton Center for Alzheimer's Disease Research, which also collects donated iPods for local nursing homes certified in the Music and Memory program.
In Alzheimer's disease, music may calm the patient, bring back memories that we thought were once lost, and even increase their alertness and their ability to communicate with those around them.
At Atherton Baptist Homes, Jessica Litchfield is among the workers trained in the Music and Memory iPod program. She says she was sold on the idea the first time she witnessed the effect of customized iPod music on a female patient suffering late-stage dementia.
She had stopped, you know, rolling herself in her wheelchair, and she was the very first person I put the iPod on, and her face lit up. I literally stayed there for 30 minutes watching her, and she started clapping again, and she started rolling herself down the hallways. It gave me chills. It did. It was wonderful to see.
Not all patients show such transformations. Most here at Atherton sit in their wheelchairs, eyes closed, seemingly asleep, as they listen to their favorite tunes through headsets. But even that, say those familiar with dementia, is an improvement over the agitation, delusions, and aggression that can often grip those with Alzheimer's disease. Again, UCLA neuroscientist Josh Grill.
There are reports of music decreasing agitation and increasing calming and even alleviating depression in some of these patients. And overall, we think that providing music therapy may improve the quality of life of these residents.
Residents like Atherton's Marcy. The hour she spends each afternoon listening to her iPod with husband Tom seems to calm her, he says, and make her more aware of his presence.
I want to hold your hand.
Yeah.
I love to hold your hand.
I just think it's a blessing to both of us. Because it's something, I'm not a very strong conversationalist. So when we get together, it's something that we can share together. And that brings us a lot of joy.
Music and Memory founder Dan Cohen says his organization is collecting iPod donations to help continue the program's expansion throughout the state and the nation. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
On Mockingbird Hill.
when the sun in the morning peeps over the hill.
And finally, this note. Half of all Americans complain about being tired. So next week, we're devoting a whole show to sleep.
You should never, ever wake up feeling tired, right? You don't leave restaurants feeling hungry. You should not wake up tired. You should wake up refreshed. So don't think about the hours of sleep. It's the quality. You should wake up feeling good.
Whether you sleep like a log or toss and turn all night, we want to hear from you. Drop us a line and tell us your story about sleep or sleeplessness. Send email to calreport@kqed.org. Tell us what keeps you up, what helps you sleep, if anything, and how it all affects you and your family. Again, that's calreport@kqed.org. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. We're online at californiareport.org and Facebook, too. Feel free to like us. You can also follow me on Twitter, @ScottSchaefer. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. We had editing help this week from Kat Snow and Julia McAvoy. Our editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Ingrid Becker, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.